The ban on pickup trucks in Coral Gables had been in place for more than 50 years. But then, a little over 2 years ago, Mayor Jim Kasin took office, and getting the ban overturned became a top priority. That caused a lot of anxiety for Coral Gables homeowners.
People are saying if you have pickup trucks, then next there'll be purple homes. Not true.
The ban was put on the 2012 November ballot and was overturned by more than half the vote. But before you think about parking your pickup truck in Coral Gables, there are a few things you should know.
What we agreed on was four wheels, not dualies, one pickup truck in front of your home with no commercial markings, no jacked up wheels, and nothing in the bed. What we're seeing is that people are turning in their old ratty pickup trucks for brand new pickup trucks.
Joey Tejada buys and sells wholesale trucks, which aren't always in the best condition. And sometimes he brings them home.
I've gotten a ticket once, but, you know, ever since the ordinance has been lifted, I have yet to get a ticket, and I'm pretty happy about that. I think it's very fair now that when people have their trucks, they don't have to worry about putting them in another place and worrying about something happening to them.
Ronald Brower, who lives in Coral Gables, is loading his three kids into his pickup truck after a visit with their grandmother.
Trucks have now become almost a necessity in order to carry, you know, our lives, you know, go to Costco's, carry the kids, and I use it for gardening, I use it for, you know, moving around, for throwing out stuff that, you know, I do it for multiple purposes.
Daddy, my turn, says his 8-year-old daughter Olivia.
I see my daddy park his truck every day. Sometimes he moves it, but he never gets a ticket. I never seen that.
But plenty of people are not nearly as happy with the new ordinance. Former Gables Mayor Don Sleznik defended the ban during his 10 years in office. He says the situation with the trucks is exactly what he didn't want to happen.
If you drive through the neighborhoods throughout the city with pickup trucks, you'll find that in many cases, pickup trucks are not these fancy little Ford 150s just off the showroom floor. They're usually kind of beat up and used up and so forth. They give a neighborhood a different type of appearance than we have had without them.
Coral Gables Code Enforcement says there are about 550 pickup trucks parked on streets and in driveways throughout the city. Sleznik doesn't like it, but he knows he has to live with it.
The law is passed. That's fine. We have pickup trucks. I'm not on a campaign to change the law again. As mayor, I defended the law. It was the law. It had been the law for a long time. I am sure Coral Gables will make it through the 21st century with or without pickup trucks.
Just don't expect to see purple homes in Coral Gables anytime soon. I'm Corelia Rouse in Miami.